Hello. So, how do I start this? Yeah, Jack off the audio 555 wanted people to do like a porn commentary, you know? And I mean, I don't really watch visual porn often. I mean, I'm incredibly picky about it. A good portion of it doesn't really do anything for me. Honestly, but the only visual porn I found that actually does anything to any effect is, like, girl-girl stuff. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm getting off the topic here. I did find one, though. Sort of, on a whim. Like, just out of curiosity, I typed in steampunk one day on Pornhub, and this one came up, and it's... I've watched it a couple times, and it's awesome. it's got sort of a, it actually does have sort of a steampunky Victorian feel to it, which is pretty freaking cool. And, I mean, it's got, who's in it? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, Danny Daniels is in it. I don't know if anybody's heard of her, but she's absolutely gorgeous. And she definitely gets points in my book for the bush. Definitely. Just gorgeous. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And, and it's also got James Dean. And not just James Dean, but James Dean in a Victorian-looking suit. And, it actually starts out with him sort of sitting on the sofa while she's kind of, you know, I don't know how you'd put it, like, swaying about, sort of. Sort of just showing off her assets. And he's just, like, twirling a spyglass. It's freaking amazing. And it's got this really cool music at the intro. And I promise I am gonna... plug my headphones in, and then you won't have to hear it, but I do kind of want to play the music for you guys. Like, well, yeah. And, hopefully it's not too loud, I hope. I don't know. So, yeah, but the music at the beginning is kind of, it's dark, it's kind of... It sets the mood very well. So, yeah, if you would like to watch along, then I am about to start it, and you get to listen to this awesome music, too. So, yeah, if my thing cooperates. It's kind of not doing it at the moment. Oh, there we go. That's doing it. And, yeah. I don't know, but yeah. So, I mean, it starts out there kind of just, you know, just swaying around, and she's got, like, this, like, a small musket in her hand. She's pretty awesome. And James Dean being James Dean. Yeah. He's just kind of sitting there, you know, playing the role of that, like, proper gentleman. You know? Just sitting there, just throwing the spyglass. And, yeah. Yeah, I actually was kind of surprised to find out that this is a thing. The look on his face. Oh, that's freaking awesome. Just, she bends over, and all of a sudden he's just like, whoa. Which, I don't blame him, because she has got a nice ass. Like, very nice. Like, I just want to, like, bite it. And, You know, it actually took a bit, because she actually kind of grew on me. Yeah. Like, Danny Daniels kind of grew on me a little. Because at first I thought she just had this look of, like, permanent, like, stank face. Like she was permanently pissed off about something. And then, after a while, I was like, no, never mind. She's actually very, very pretty, and I like her. So, yeah. And now my headphones get plugged in. Like, right when she's, like, straddling him on the sofa. Which is pretty awesome. Although, I think it'd be more awesome if Mr. Dean was still twirling the spyglass. That'd be amazing. And of course, there's, you know, nice, cool makeout session and all that good stuff. So, yeah. Well, meant to be makeup session. It sort of got to very hurriedly tearing her clothes off, sort of deal. Or what clothes she does have. Which is mainly, the top. Because her skirt is, like, nothing but, like, string. So, yeah. And, like I said, also, James Dean suit. Yes! All the yes. Like, holy shit. So, yeah. Also, another cool thing about Danny Daniels, she doesn't have implants. That makes me really, really happy, because, like, you hardly see that in porn. Like, at least, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but, like, oh, she doesn't have underwear on. Cool. I didn't notice that the last time. I thought she did. Yay! Yay. And like I said, she does have a nice, like, downstairs area. But then again, I'm odd, and I like chicks to have hair. I like dudes to have hair too, but, like, that's a discussion for another day. She squeaks quite a lot. Yeah, she squeaks quite a bit, but she has a very nice ass, though. Sorry, I got distracted. I'm supposed to be commenting. I guess it's working. And of course, you know, how can you resist a man in a suit? Again. especially if it's James Dean. I mean, shit. Yeah, I didn't even know he, like, I didn't see his appeal very much either. Like, for the most part, my preferred male porn actor is Xander Corvus. I don't know if any of you ever heard of him, but he. So, yeah. And actually, my preferred actress would be Nina Hartley. Oh, Nina, because she's a goddess. She's the hardest working woman in pornography. Or in the entertainment business in general, probably. Like, I love her to death. She's been at this for years, and it's awesome. Oh, that waistcoat. Ooh, damn that waistcoat, though. Like, holy crap. Holy shit is right. I promise I am commenting, but I don't quite know what I'm supposed to be commenting on. Like, the fact that she's, like, giving him a blowjob, and it's awesome. yeah. Or, oh, crap. Probably not a good idea to send my phone spinning. She's still kind of squeaking. I love it. It's pretty freaking awesome. Yeah. And it's a nice change, because half the James Dean videos I see are like... half the ones I see are like him with like MILFs. Which, I mean, I'm cool. That's cool if MILFs are your thing. That's great. Not quite my cup of tea, but hey, whatever turns you on. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, ew, no. Because, I mean, let's be honest, there are some older people that are just, like, fucking gorgeous. Like, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but, like, gorgeous older people is, like, the whole reason I want to go see the Kingsman that's coming out soon. And I'm getting off the subject, but, my point is, Colin Firth in glasses and a suit. So, let's see, kind of older guy, and he's English, and he's in a suit, and he's got glasses. Like, I'm like a puddle. Anyways, I digress. And it's hard for me to focus also because the fact that she's being incredibly vocal, and I love it. Like, oh. So, yeah. But yeah, it's pretty cool, like, yeah. Mr. Dean, you talk too damn much. Shut the fuck up. Like, I mean, that is, like, one thing that does bother me about him a little. He talks a little much. He seems to have a thing for smacking bitches. So, like, not in a bad way, but, like, in the way of, like spanking. Like, holy crap. And how do you say no to that? So, yeah. And, I mean, you can't really say no if she's getting a, if she's having a reaction like that, just from being, just from getting it from behind. I mean, holy shit. And I can actually kind of hear it. Like, it's actually pretty cool, because, like, I could kind of barely, like, hear, like, the noise, like, the little wet noises. I love it! And this is also the one time I'm not going to bitch and moan about they're not, about the dude not wearing a condom, because it is meant to be sort of a Victorian steampunky type deal. So, I'm fine with it. Like y'all remember there was that big deal about it. I don't know if it still is a big deal, but, like, you know, the whole whether or not porn actors should be wearing condoms or not during filming. I mean, ideally, I think they should. Ideally. But then again, I have this sort of, like, obsession, kind of, with safe sex, kind of. Like, safe sex is, hot sex has been sort of, oh. Ooh. Ooh, I think she just came. I mean, she sounds absolutely gorgeous. If she does. That's so horrible. I should know this by now, as many times as I watched this video. But yeah. Ow. And also the sight of her. Also the sight of her riding him is fucking awesome. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the condoms and porn thing. Yeah, overall, I think it's a good idea. Just for safety matters. People complain that it, like, detracts from the, I think they were saying it was a censorship thing? Like, as much as people watch visual porn, I would think it would make more sense. Like, it would, I'd see it as more of an encouragement thing. Ooh. Ooh, he's going down on her. Again. Oh, and he's jerking it. Oh my god. Yes! I love it when a man jerks off while eating a girl out. Like, every second of it. Like, you have no idea. Because, I mean, like, if he's just kind of just there, just, you know, just doing the thing, it's no fun. Like, I mean, at least give me some kind of idea that you're enjoying it, too. Like, and it's the same thing when going, with going down on a dude, like, if the chick's enjoying it, then by all means, start fucking yourself. I don't care. And that applies to, like, the same-sex thing, too. If you're gonna go, regardless, if you're going down on someone and you're enjoying it, feel free to touch yourself. I will not stop you. and he's fucking her again, too. I'm a bit late on that. Like I said, I've been trying to figure out what to talk about. Or what exactly I'm supposed to be commenting on, but yeah. Oh, now he's going slow. Going all slow and shit. Motherfucker. I mean, Ooh, I think she's gonna come again. Ooh. Oh my god, she sounds so gorgeous when she's making those noises. That's partly why she grew on me, because she just sounds so gorgeous when she's in the throes of bliss. Like, absolutely gorgeous. I'm actually just gonna throw this out there. I wonder how many times they ever have to redo scenes when they're shooting porn. I mean, come the fuck on. And I mean, if that was the case, I'm sure the sofa saw a lot of abuse, but I'm sure it was totally worth it. Like, holy crap. Oh, and she's squeaking again, kinda. I love it. And dim growls. Ooh, dim growls, though. Oh, my. That's slowing down shit, though, man. Like, just... I forget what I was saying again. I mean, I can't help it. Like, all the noises she's making, like, oh, yay. Like, she's incredibly vocal, and I'm loving every second of it. And it also doesn't help the fact that, like I said, Mr. James Dean is growling. And I am a sucker for growls. Yes. Yes, yes. All the yes. So, yeah. He's got sex flush too. That is just fucking awesome. I love when people get sex flush. If you're not sure what sex flush is, it's like like, you know how people get like really, really like red, for example, like how they look like they're blushing. That's well, yeah, it's because your body temperature is going up and up and up, and so obviously you get flushed, and usually it like starts like on your chest area and then sort of radiates out from there. So yeah, but if you're somewhere colder, like Antarctica, that's probably not gonna happen, just because it's cold and your blood is gonna, you know, not circulate as well, I guess. I don't know. I mentioned this in the JOI I did, so I don't know why I'm repeating it now. Ooh, yay, cum shot. Nice. I mean, I'm not one for facials, because I wear glasses, and it's very hard to get cum off of glasses. Like, very, very hard. And also, just... no. It's incredibly messy, too. And, oh, that's the end of the video. So, yeah. So that was my commentary on James Dean and Danny Daniels having a steampunk fucking session. So, yeah, and I'll include a link and for it and all that if you want to follow along and listen to me rambling. Or if you just want to watch the video. So, yeah, so I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.